do. It's a little simpler for them. They rush five. They try to get Mathis on backs and tight ends. They're more run oriented to stop the run more than they've been in the past, where they've tried to rush the passer a little bit more. But at the end of the day, for us, we just said we have to execute. I mean, you're going to hear that all week. You know, as an offense, it's never really what the defense does. It's more of how you execute your game plan, because your game plan is set up to put guys in space and guys to make plays.
How much does that run game play into just getting into any kind of rhythm this week?
Well, in order for us to get in the rhythm, we have to convert third downs or try to be more efficient on first and second down. So, like I said, it's a lot on myself and then our offensive line to create space and to make plays. And so hopefully we can be as balanced as we can be and come out with a victory.
How much of an emphasis has there been on not pressing, given the start that y'all are off to thus far?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think we press. We prepare well. We did a great job last week. We had some mental errors, obviously, and you guys know about that. But the main thing is to continue to prepare the same way. Don't change your routine. There's no reason to stress. I mean, we're 0-2. We earned that, but we have 14 other opportunities. We got to just try to get on a roll somehow, some way.
You sort of put it on yourself. You sort of alluded to it. Put the pressure on yourself and the line and say, hey, let's put our quarterback in a more manageable situation.
I don't think it's pressure at all. I just think we just have to execute a little bit better. We had some runs where we had some holes. Either I missed them or those guys made plays. So we just got to continue to work on what we do best, and I think we're going to do that this week.
Does it alter at all what you're able to do with new guys jumping in all over the place on that line?
No, it happened last year. It wasn't no difference. Like I said, we just got to execute our game plan. You know, I think last year we had a bunch of guys moving back and forth around, so it wasn't – obviously it didn't alter that, so it shouldn't alter it now.
Any sense of urgency at 0-2?
Say it again?
Any sense of urgency?
There's always sense of urgency, Vito. I think whenever – regardless if you're 0-2, 2-0, you should always have a sense of urgency, because each game, you never know what play in that game is going to determine the season. And I think Coach Malarkey had told us something like that in the beginning of the year, how when he was in Buffalo, it was one play from week one against the Jaguars that if they would have stopped it, they would have went to the playoffs. They wouldn't have to fight to get in the playoffs at the end. And so we always have a sense of urgency for that. We just want to continue to work and prepare, not put pressure, but just continue to prepare ourselves for a battle. I mean, it's going to be a tough game up there. We always know that. And so regardless of who their quarterback is or – it's just, this is another rivalry game for us, another division game, and we have to go up there and take care of business.
Which was a more difficult loss to purge, week one or week two?
They're both tough. I mean, especially when you hate losing, regardless of how you lose. You can lose by 100, you can lose by one, it's still a loss. You know, and they all hurt. I think last week, you could say it was just a little bit more because, and I'm not taking any credit from their defense, but we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit with some of the mental errors, jumping offside, certain things like that. Obviously, they've been working on all offseason. I came in been working with our snap count as well. So it's just little things like that. When you can't execute the little things that we've been working on for a couple months, it's tough. So we have to continue to work on that and just execute.
You get the sense in a couple weeks here that this locker room can put that in the rear view pretty quick?
I think it's in the rear view now. I think, you know, there's some different things arise throughout this season. We just have to be able to capitalize on them. If they're good for us, if they're bad for us, you know, not worry about it and keep playing. And so obviously these last couple games haven't been so good for us, but we could take the good out of it, take the bad, learn from it, and get ready to play Indy.
How good of a job has Coach Malarkey done at setting the tone for bouncing back from these losses?
I think he's done a great job. You know, Aaron Ross's wife, the Olympian, came and talked to us, which was great. She told us about some of her struggles, which it's tough because, you know, sometimes as a track runner, it's you, it's not a team. You have to do everything. Well, with us, you know, each individual has to take his part and make it better. And then that's how a team's going to play better. And so that's what we kind of took from that. And a lot of guys are upbeat about it. We're very excited to get back and get another opportunity to get this taste out of our mouth. And as soon as we can do that, the sooner we'll be around here smiling. So we just got to work hard and figure out how we're going to get things going. I feel fine. I mean, I felt good in the open field. Obviously, you know, there's some things that I probably could have did better in the game, but that just comes along with time, and we'll see as the season goes on.
More or less sore from week one to week two?
Less. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously we ran the ball 12 times, so it's a big difference from 22 to 12. But it is what it is. You know, hopefully we want to get into a rhythm where we can stay as balanced as possible. Last week we weren't balanced, so we want to be a balanced team, and that's what we're going to try to work to do.